Hello.
Hello, Jason. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're talking to people today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses in this survey. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Am I registered what, ma'am?
Are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes, I am. I already voted.
Okay. Are you, or is anyone in your household employed by the news media, market research firm, elected officials, or actively involved in a political campaign?
No, ma'am.
Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for more often, Democrat or Republican?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
77.
Thank you. And now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant?
Yeah.
Near Ingleside? Yeah?
Yes, I have. Sure have.
Okay, and have you seen, read, or heard about this from attending meetings? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, what about from a report or television?
Yes.
Oh, talking with friends or family?
Yes.
Something you heard on the radio?
Yeah, we've talked, yes. We're not really on board. We're getting it.
Okay. News sites or articles on the Internet?
Not so much the Internet.
Okay. A report from the newspaper?
Yes.
Okay. What about Facebook or X or other social media?
Twitter. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
What about website you found?
No website.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words, please tell me what you have heard, seen, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
That it's harmful to the environment, and that they're going to store that stuff in the ground, and we don't want it here.
Has what you have seen, read, or heard given you a more negative view or more positive view of the proposed ammonia plant?
Negative. Horribly negative.
Okay. Thank you. Now I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. Here's the first one. Valero.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Okay.
Neutral.
So, somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Positive.
Okay, what about Yara?
Who?
Yara.
Never heard of them.
What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Okay. Positive or negative impression?
Both. I mean, my aunt used to work for the port for 30-something years. She retired from the port. So, I mean, the port used to be good, but now I think the port's run by a bad man, so I don't think it's any good.
Okay. So would that be somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Negative nowadays. Negative. Negative of the Port of Corpus Christi.
Strong negative or somewhat negative?
Somewhat negative. No, strong negative. Strong
negative. What about Project Darren?
Who?
Project Darren?
No, never heard of him.
What about Enbridge?
Yes, I've heard of them. Not for them.
Positive or negative?
Negative. Strongly negative.
Okay. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
I've heard of them. Somewhat positive.
Thank you. And what about Flint Hills Resources?
Somewhat positive. Heard of them.
Okay. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of them. But it's negative. I don't want an ammonia plant in my neighborhood.
Thank you. Now, okay. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside? Favor or oppose?
Say what, ma'am?
Would you favor or oppose?
I'm opposed to it. I'm opposed to the ammonia plants in Ingleside. Every question you ask, this question will be opposed to that. Ma'am?
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly. I'm strongly opposed to any ammonia plant coming to Ingleside, Texas.
Okay. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the construction of ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
I'm strongly opposed.
Okay.
Strongly opposed.
Ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Dara, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process.
Still strongly opposed.
Okay. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salary, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of the other county services.
Strongly opposed to it.
Opponents say that proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permit, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within the acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public.
I kind of missed that.
Okay. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range.
I strongly oppose this. That's a lie. They don't care. I oppose it strongly.
Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated by the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
I strongly disagree. I disagree with that statement.
Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers.
True. That's true. It's in that stuff. I agree with that.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I somewhat favor that. I mean, that's true.
Okay. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
I strongly agree with that. That's
true. Opponents say that the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, but do you oppose or do you favor of the construction of the ammonia plant?
I oppose it. I'll oppose anything you say to build an ammonia plant in my hometown. I've lived in this town my whole life, ma'am. I'm nearly 50 years old. I have a bee. I'm a beekeeper. I don't want that crap in my air. I don't want it anywhere.
Okay. Plant, personnel, and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the material and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
I strongly oppose it.
Okay. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sale and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
I strongly oppose them. I do not want them in my town.
In Yara, to partner to invest programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environment values and priorities.
I strongly oppose them.
Okay. And the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right to the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it's shipped.
I strongly oppose it.
Okay. Well, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
I still strongly oppose it.
The low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
I oppose it.
Okay.
Strongly.
And lastly, opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
I agree with that. I mean, I oppose it that for that reason. I don't like it. I don't want it here in my town.
Okay.
I oppose the plant wholeheartedly.
Would you favor or oppose the construction of ammonia plant and export located in the southern edge of Ingleside? I'm sorry, I still have to ask. One more time.
How many more questions, ma'am? I'm ready to eat dinner. I haven't eaten today. I'm hungry and I've worked two jobs.
Yes.
How many more
almost done. And in your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant and export facility.
I oppose it, my own words, because we're on a peninsula. There's not enough room to put that plant in near our water system. So any chemicals are going to flow off into our bays and estuaries right there. I don't want it here. Plus, it's a southern breeze. The southern breeze blows right across where they're going to put that plant. So any leak is going to blow right over Ingleside. It can kill people. I'm against it. I'm against it wholeheartedly. I don't want it in my town. And we have schools here. And I'm a beekeeper. I have bees. I need like environment. I need natural spaces. When you start putting chemical plants and stuff around, you mess up the air quality. I don't want that plant in my hometown. I'm against it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just a few more questions to make sure that we have.
I'm going to go eat. I'm going to go eat dinner.
Do you consider yourself Hispanic? I'm sorry.
White.
Just the last few questions. Okay.
I'm white.
And is your main? Okay. Thank you. And do you own or rent your place of residence?
I own it.
And what is the following describes? The recent type of employment: energy, chemical, self-employed, government, retail, professionals such as law or medicine, white collar, management, construction, manufacturing.
I'm a school teacher.
Okay, thank you. And do you have an X account, Twitter?
No, I do not.
What about Instagram?
Nope. I don't even own a cell phone, ma'am.
Okay. And Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Okay. And do you read the Ingleside Index or on a weekly basis?
No, I do not.
And do you read the Corpus Christi College
Nightly
on a daily basis?
No, I do not.
Do you watch
nope.
the nightly local news
yes,
four or four times?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Do you have any children under the age of 19 who resides with you?
Yes, I do.
That's
why I don't want that here. Yes, I do. He goes to school.
Sir, that concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good night, ma'am. God bless.
Good night.
Bye.